Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, I'm Mike Jones, Marketing Communications with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, and also the founder of a great event, Rock the Rails.
Go. Tanner, can you hit me with one of the cameras so I can show the poster? Which one? Where do I point it?
You're good.
There we go. So that is the event coming up.
Fifth annual.
There we go. Fifth.
Yeah, 5 years.
Congratulations, man.
Survived through COVID.
That's
There's
huge.
One year we were only allowed 100 people, but
yeah,
we made it through.
That's
and
right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So for everybody at home who hasn't attended this event before, what is it all about?
It's a awesome day, used to be, formerly a day of wicked skateboarding, BMX skateboard, scootering, and punk rock. And now it's 2 days.
Wow.
We've expanded it to 2 days. We've added in, we've got some wicked, we had beer gardens the last couple of years, but this year we've got Sea Change Brewing and Shitty's Distillery also coming up here. So we're going to get to try out some new flavors, craft beer, but also the Shitty's, as you know, they do like kind of like vodka beverages and like ciders and stuff. So
right,
pretty cool stuff there.
Very cool. So I've been to it. So is it the same thing over 2 days? Because there's like a lot of, the kids are obviously there and there's competitions.
Yeah.
You have locals and you have some people that actually come up outside.
Yep.
And then I don't want to, not last year, but the year before, there was a skate company that came and did like, and bikes did an
unbelievable
demo.
Yeah.
Like
so, yeah,
my little guy was just.
They're coming up this year and they're actually, they're coming up, they're bringing up even a bigger crew this year. They're going to be, they got their big, the big airbag, they got the bus. It's all coming back. They're bringing up some pros this year.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it kind of is a lot of it's the similar Friday night. We just kind of open up and we have some pre-qualifiers. There's just so many kids that are into it, and we wanted to give them, rather than just be like, here's your 60 seconds, dude, we want to give them like more than one chance and more than one run. So we wanted to space it out a bit more and give them some more time. And as well as, you know, be able to have even more bands than in previous years. So we've expanded it over 2 days. The finals will be taking place on the Saturday.
Okay.
But we'll have all the Hazel Eyewear team. They're going to be doing all their demos. The full send stunt show both days. Live music both days. Beer gardens both days. Vendors, local vendors both days. So
wow, that's huge, man.
Yeah.
That's great to hear that the reason you expanded it is because there's so many kids into skateboarding and BMXing and things.
And the scooters as well. And, you know, it was
The scooters.
A little less, you know, like rather than just having that time crunch, it's like, all right, we got to rush through this here because we're running behind schedule or whatever. Like, let's space it out a bit more. So
that's incredible. Wow. Yeah, scooters. I always forget about scooters until I go to the skate park.
And then
see
that's
these
like
kids
90%
like,
of the kids these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many scooters. It's crazy.
And they're...
the first year we didn't even have a scooter contest. And all these kids were like, what do you mean there's no scooter contest? And I was like, I didn't know this was still a thing. Because I remember having a scooter when I was like 12, 13, like those little tiny ones. And you try to spin them and just smash the crap out of your shin.
That's right.
That's what
right.
I remembered.
That's right.
And then they kind of went out of style and now they're back.
That's right. I have some old school scooters hanging in my garage.
Yeah,
because the scooters I had weren't the skinny ones.
Yeah.
They were like the big ones.
Oh, okay.
Had, like,
the
brakes and stuff. And what I used to have to do was I had to cut the lines of the brakes.
Yeah.
Because if you try to spin them.
Yeah, it would get all tangled up. I remember I had one of those ones. Yeah.
And
it was
so
no fun.
I still have those hanging in my garage. And like I fixed the tires a few years ago. And my son was just like, I was like, you want to go scootering on one of these things? He's like, no, man, those are pieces of garbage. And like they're heavy wheels. You could take them into the trails and everything.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But now where the scooters have gone are like completely different. Like
the ones you had are almost like the lime ones they got at, like downtown Edmonton that you see like, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Just thrown into the river valley exactly, and all that stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, now there's such high-end skinny metal scooters now. Yeah. Like you really can do some amazing things.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Some of the kids, like they're doing like backflips and stuff.
Yeah.
And like landing it, and I'm like, please sign this liability form before you.
That's right.
Is your mother, has she signed it?
Yes,
too?
Permission forms, exactly, yeah. Please.
So an event like this doesn't just happen overnight. You've got to put a lot of time and effort into this. So like, when does the planning for this start?
Well, we had picked the dates back in October, and I think that was around the time we started looking at bands.
Yeah.
This year or last year, I think the last couple of years, we've kind of been looking at like, okay, it's going to start getting bigger a little bit. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were super honored to be able to get Choke. Choke is a band that legendary punk rock band who's played here in Fort McMurray a couple times over the years, but hadn't been up here. They were supposed to play here actually the week after the fire,
right.
And obviously that wasn't going to happen. So it was cool to finally get them up here. But then we were like,
people were choked.
People were a little choked. Yeah. We were trying to think bigger, and we're like, geez, who could we get? Who's really hip with the kids right now, as well as like the adults and the old school punk rock guys respect. Mm-hmm. And I kind of set this 5-year plan in my head, and I was like, in the next 5 years, like I'm going to get as big enough that we can get Teenage Bottle Rocket up here. Mm-hmm. Anyways, just happened. We know the drummer. He lives in Edmonton these days. The rest of the band's out of Florida.
Yeah.
And we made some connections, and sure enough, we kind of crunched some numbers and we realized like we can make this happen this year.
Right.
And that's what we did. So
congratulations.
They're
going to
be headlining
man.
Saturday night. It's going to be one of the biggest punk shows we've had in a long time here. So
obviously we've talked a numerous amount of times, a few times on this show.
Yeah.
How have you stayed so connected into the music scene?
Mm.
Like, because you're not on the radio anymore.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, you love it. You're still very much into the music scene. Like, how do you stay connected to that?
Well, it's interesting because, in the radio, I was very connected with that country music world. And there's a lot of artists that, I mean, and I liked country music. I grew up listening to Garth Brooks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go to the ranch and two-step and jam out to some Keith Urban and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of artists that I would not have known had I not have had those years. And I keep in touch with a couple of them, keep tabs on some of them. There's a few that I'm like, I don't really hear from anymore. Or I don't necessarily listen every day anymore to country music, but I mean, I still appreciate it. I still respect it. I love some of the new guys coming up. I love that it tells a story.
Right.
But as far as keeping tabs with the punk rock scene, that's easy for me. That's just always been my jam since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And since I was in like junior high.
Right.
And I still go to festivals. Like I was just talking about when I was, how old was I? I think it was 16 years old, 2002. We saw Face to Face and Guttermouth at the Edmonton Events Center, a former Edmonton Events Center. At this point, it was still Reds.
Oh,
like,
God.
We're talking way retro. Nice. I know, aging ourselves here a little bit. Now it's a Sport Check.
That's right. That's
so
hilarious.
Yeah, and so I saw them there. And then I love Face to Face. And finally getting to see them again this weekend down in Las Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling. So the fact that I go to that festival every year and, you know, keep in touch with all those guys and that kind of crowd, I think that's how I stay in touch with that side of the music scene. But you're right. The country music scene, I'm not as up on as I used to be. I know the artists.
Yeah.
But like, it'll take me a while because I'll go to the bar. Daryl John is a good example. Whenever he's playing and he'll start playing, he's like, oh yeah. And he'll start playing this is also the new Old Dominion song. And I was like, gee, before I'd be like, I've heard that one like months ago.
Right.
But now I'm like, well, I've never heard that one yet.
Right.
Like, it's been on the radio for a year, Jones.
Yeah.
And it's like,
speaking of radio, and we're not talking about radio, but how, cause I struggle now and it's just so different.
Mm-hmm.
How do you digest or even find music? It's never been easier, but it's never been harder in regards to
back
in the day. I just used to turn on Much Music. Boom.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio.
You're right. Yeah.
And now what I find is I have YouTube music and I love it because I don't have ads on my YouTube. Big shout out to YouTube.
Yeah.
But it gets you in and the algorithm gives you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
But because of that, I'm not hearing a lot of different stuff. I'm hearing new stuff within like my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But I'm not hearing that different out of the box kind of stuff.
Well, that's if you have it depends kind of what you listen to, right?
I
mean, I have on my Spotify, I'll listen to country, I'll listen to pop, Yeah. Not as much, but like punk, metal, a little hip hop. I've got my throwbacks and stuff too. So right. it's quite spectacular. And I think it's the AI, the good side of AI maybe. I mean, depends who you ask, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of behind the scenes and the labels are still pushing to be featured and the artists are still pushing. And the indie artists, it takes them a bit longer to get discovered. But it is, there's definitely some really cool AI in there because a lot of times when you do listen to those suggested playlists or whatever, you're like, yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
It's I've had Spotify for, like, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah.
And once a week, they give me a Discover Weekly, which is music I haven't had. And then the Release Radar, which is new music. And to say that, like, over the years, it's just gotten more and more precise on what I want to listen to is, like, a drastic understatement.
Yeah. Definitely. If you're a person that just listens to Spotify and you just throw on a random playlist in the background, which is fine, you're not going to get those in-tune algorithms. But if you're somebody like me that's got your own playlist on the go and you're liking songs, and you're listening to certain and you're like skipping songs and stuff like that, like that's how you get that's probably years of me, my ADD as well, when I'm in the car and I'm like nope next.
Hit, hit shuffle and then tap until it gets it right
right, and then it knows exactly what's gonna tickle your fancy, right?
The one place I used to get random music from, funny enough, was Carson Daly's show.
Okay, yeah, Total Request, TRL, wasn't
it? No. The one on NBC, Late Night with Carson Daly. Was after Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And it was just like nobody watched it. It was just...
You would get
like
the really weird bands. It aired at like
1:30.
Yeah.
And I found bands like Surfer Blood or at the time like Freddie Gibbs, who's like one of my favorite rappers.
Nice, but yeah.
Like he just used to have random people on his show that I like... It was so outside of my genre.
Right.
And yeah, like... Nowadays, it's just, and I used to go through to the record store, or CD store, look, oh, that's a nice album cover, and just buy CDs based on
Totally, yeah, back
and
then,
and you wouldn't even know, like, is this rock and roll, is this rap, like, I don't know, but I like this
going
art.
In blind here.
So, like, let's see, buy it, right? But, yeah, how people digest music now has changed so
It's very different. And you still have those, some of those late night shows, like, you know, Kimmel will have artists on, and sometimes it's interesting because you'll be... You know, every now and then tune in or just even flipping through the TV guide and you're like, oh, he's got... And then that's how I found it. Like, I like this band Turnstile. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, Turnstile's popular. They're on Jimmy Kimmel now. I was like, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
that's how I kind of... I guess you kind of keep in touch with what's popular. But also, what's popular right now is so... There's so many... There's artists out there that are selling out arenas.
That's right.
That are not on the radio.
That's right.
That you're like, who the heck is this person?
That's and, but they're, to all the dubstep DJs I
listen to. Well, that's like... I was going to say, there's no EDM on the radio. There's no EDM station anywhere, you know? Right? So you get... Those artists are blowing up, right? Yeah. And it's cool. I love it.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, Tanner hit his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Thank you, Carrie, for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today.
Yep.
What is your favorite part of being able to throw an event within Fort McMurray?
Not having to drive Highway 63. No. Seriously, it's so cool to see all the people at the events. And like, I've talked about this before. Edmonton's great. We've got our tight-knit punk scene down there. When I go down to shows, you see people at shows all the time. But here you get there's a lot going on, but there's also not a million things happening, and it's not a giant city. So it feels like the scenes kind of intertwine a lot, and you have a lot of people. For example, if I lived in Edmonton, probably wouldn't go to a lot of EDM shows. I probably wouldn't go to a lot of urban markets kind of deal, right? Because that might not be my niche. That might not be my thing. Mm-hmm. But I go here and I run into people I know, and then I just feel like part of that scene for that night, right? And just because this city is just like, there's so much going on, but at the same time, it's like there's so many people that are like me and like you and like you that are thirsty for new things and thirsty for new experiences and thirsty to like just meet new people.
That's right.
Question number two. If you could have any band play at any venue, what would be your go-to band and what would where would they play?
I just was in Chicago a couple months ago and I got to see my favorite band, Rise Against. They did a three-night residency at the Metro, which was like a 500-person venue or something like that. So it's pretty hard to top that.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that. There you go. It was pretty cool.
Question number three. What is one song that makes you feel the most punk?
I don't know how to answer that. You know what? I'm going to go with I'm going to say Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy, just because, you know what? Punk rock is what you make it. And I'm not into the whole, like, you know, I'm more punk than you. I'm more punk. Like, I don't even consider myself to be a punk. I'm just a guy that likes punk.
Right.
Right. And if Avril Lavigne comes on, I'm going to jam it because it's a good song.
There you go.
Question number four. What is your go-to after concert meal?
Pizza. I mean, usually you go to the bar afterwards, get some Jameson in you, reminisce about the show, but I think pizza's a good one. Donair. You're in Fort McMurray, you're kind of that you're relegated to that, but if right. you're in a bigger city, sometimes you can find some, like, oodle noodle or some, branch it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'd say pizza. Pizza's a safe bet.
And your final question, what is one thing you hope to achieve with your event in the next 5 years now that you've gotten your Grail artist to play?
I mean, they're the Grail artist this year, but who knows what the Grail artist next year is going to be. I mean, I think one thing that I've really learned this year and from working with an awesome, I want to shout out Darren Ehler, Michelle Landseedel, and Dan Lipton. They've been kind of the core this year, and they've kind of come on. We've got sort of a four-person wrecking ball of a machine to sort of make it grow as much as it has this year, but also grow within reason and make sure that we're not exceed the expectations for sure, but not exceeding the limits of the market or the limits of the money and the finances and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I think that there's a lot of other artists that I would like to have, but I think as far as achieving, I just want to see it grow. I just want to see this event grow bigger and bigger every year.
There we go.
And those have been your five questions.
So outside of this event, you hands down are the busiest man in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it.
Well,
like there, like you can be modest, you can be humble about it.
Yeah,
you are at everything, everywhere, trivia events. Like, let's talk about all the other things you have going on a regular basis.
Sure. I mean, the nice thing is I am single, but I don't have kids, right? So.
Right.
I do know all the people that are doing stuff on relatively the same pace as me and also have to get up and deal with, like, three-year-olds and dogs every morning. And I'm just like,
right. That's
insane to me. Yeah. But, anyways, that aside. I got my every Tuesday night, we do Trivia Tuesdays at the Black Horse Pub. We're doing Tipsy Trivia on Thursdays at Mr. Mike's, which is always a lot of fun. And then, obviously, with Canadian Mental Health Association, we've got a lot of really cool events coming up. They're going to be part of the 881. When is this airing?
780?
Oh, no. I was going to say, when is this airing?
When is this airing? We'll put it out next Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
I won't mention the 881 because that's on Sunday.
Okay.
We've got our first responders golf tournament coming up in September 8th. So we're just starting to work on the sponsors for that.
Yeah.
And already sold, I think, half of our early bird tickets already. So if you want to save some money and be a part of a wicked golf tournament, that's a great one. So that one, it all supports mental health programming here in Fort McMurray, which is a very big passion of mine. So
cool. Now, trivia has been in Fort McMurray for a while. I used to go to play trivia at, like, my wife would have, like, a trivia thing at her work or something.
Yeah.
You've really taken ownership of that in this community and really started to promote it and take it to different, like you said, you have it at two different nights at two different bars in town. What is the trivia kind of scene in Fort McMurray like? Because obviously we're hungry for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely still growing, right? And one of the biggest things, we've tried it a couple places before. It has to be consistent. You gotta make it a nightly thing in this town.
Right.
You can get away with sort of the theme trivias when you do a Friends trivia and you're like, it's the Friday the 25th or whatever it is, right? You pick a specific date and you promote that for a month.
Yeah.
But I think really to get that casual crowd, to get that hungry crowd, you gotta have it. It's gotta be an every week thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's really grown at the Black Horse. We're still working on it at Mr. Mike's,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I mean, I also do Name That Tune at the Tavern. We have June 7th is our next one, which is in support of Girls Inc., which is always one of our bigger ones of the year.
Yeah.
But because of that only being a once a month thing, you know, because you don't want to dilute the product necessarily,
yeah.
It is harder to grow and it relies a lot more on word of mouth and a lot more promotion.
Yeah.
Black Horse, they put it up on their board. They do a little post. I'll mention I'm at Black Horse tonight. People know. People know by this point, like, we got a full room, right? But
right. It
takes a little bit longer to grow some of those smaller spots or those other spots, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, man, unfortunately for everybody at home, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time.
But before, I always get the tap. I talk too long.
No, it's the best. Everybody gets the tap. Elliot talks too long. That's right.
Touché.
I was just going to say, we share the same problem. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Boom. Yeah, the 5th annual Rock the Rails. It's coming up this Friday and Saturday. Yeah, June 2nd and 3rd. It's going to be amazing. It is totally free. Kicks off at 4 o'clock on Friday. It's a no school day, I know, so the kids will probably already be there.
Nope.
Practicing their tricks. Come down, enjoy some craft beer. We've got Fort McMurray's own Sentimental Gentleman playing their first show in 5 years on Friday night, as well as a wicked hardcore band called Rest Easy. Saturday, we got hip-hop, we got AB Originals in the house, we got, obviously, Teenage Bottle Rocket, our good buddy Shane in the High Sides, and it's going to be a wicked day and night, and then that evening, we have the official after-party at the banquet on the rooftop patio. Our good friends, the Bob Ross Quartet, are going to be playing all your favorite punk rock covers. The Old Wives out of Edmonton are doing a Green Day set, and the Smelters are doing a Ramones cover set. So if you like any kind of punk rock, you're going to be one at the banquet on Saturday, and don't worry, if you come to Rock the Rails, you can hop in the free shuttle. So we'll see you there this weekend. If you want to help out, we're still looking for volunteers. We're still looking for some prize donors and potentially some sponsors as well. If you want a last-minute sponsorship package, I'm sure we can hook you up. All the money raised in addition to putting on the event, everything plus that goes to support the Justin Slade Youth Foundation. So please look up Rock the Rails, Facebook, Instagram, and hopefully we'll see you there.
There we go. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Everybody at home that tunes into this show, I thank you for your ongoing support. It means the world to me. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Let's get that to Pam right away. And we have so many shows on, like, it's nuts. In regards to, like,
yeah,
we've had guests that we filmed like over a month ago who've written in and been like, "Hey, I was just wondering, like, when's my show airing?"
You're like,
"Oh,
is it
shit!" And then, like, I got to call Pam, and, like, Pam's the lady that runs the company.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "Pam, can you look for this video? So if we don't tell her right away,
yeah."